Welcome to a designated drinker show limited series, the Do-Gooder Social Hour. Now, we're changing things up just a bit in order to bring center stage to a few folks who are bringing goodness to the world. Now tell me, how could we not toast to that? Welcome back to part two of our conversation with the woman behind A Taste of the DMV Food and Music Festival, Shay Etheridge. So if you've missed part one, you definitely need to go back and listen to that episode first. So Shay, in part one, you shared your journey a little bit into entrepreneurship and what kind of got you inspired to start your own food and music festival. So in part two, and as we kick this off, can you give us just a little bit more about that festival, just in case the listeners missed it in the first half?
Yeah, so basically A Taste of the DMV is a food and cultural festival that's turning into a huge concert as well. It's going to be downtown, 300 Pennsylvania Avenue, starting at 3rd Street. If you can see the Capitol building, you know that you're in the right place. We have about 30 acts, 10 bands that'll be over three stages, performances, tons of food. We have over 130 food vendors.
Wow.
Yeah, tons of options.
We don't come hungry and with elastic pants.
Yes, come hungry, elastic pants, and a lot of time to enjoy everything. There's That's so good. Much for you guys to see. And it's family friendly. That's you can great. Bring your children.
That's awesome. And one thing I didn't catch, what's the date?
The date is June 15th, and it kicks off at 12 and it ends at 7.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. That's a good long day.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to do.
Yeah, it's very
great.
Nice.
So is it food festival with music, or is it music festival with food?
Whew. I have no clue. I
Pick feel like your baby. What's your favorite?
Right. I think it's both. I would actually like to say that it's a concert with tons of options for food and a lot of stuff to see.
Gotcha. What about drinking? Is, you know, one of us who might want to know where the cocktails are.
I thought you wouldn't bring it up. So we have a beer garden. It's
fun.
21 and over, obviously. Yeah. The beer garden will have about 10 vendors in there, 10 different people from around the city, some mobile bartenders, some actual restaurants. We have a restaurant called Tabla DC. Mm. They have Georgian food.
Oh.
I've never had Georgian food, but I'm excited.
Oh, so, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be really fun. We'll have a stage there. We'll have a lot of, you know, environment. It'll be really cool. It's just going to be a really good place to be able to sit down and chill, listen to some music, and have a couple of drinks. A couple, maybe, you know, more.
Yeah.
Whatever,
we always drink responsibly
goes.
On
yes,
this
of course,
show.
Responsibly. But... Oh, and speaking of responsibly, we'll have ride credits for people that come from Lyft for $15.
Oh.
So you will have a designated driver and you can be a designated drinker.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. That is wonderful. You really,
yeah.
I mean, that's, I would say that you're taking it one step further as a promoter of a fest, and responsibility is always, you know, drinking responsible is always key, you know, moderation in all things. And you, I'm not trying to get on the preachy wagon, but yeah.
No, very true. Very true.
Yeah.
We want people to have fun, but we want people to be safe as well. We don't
exactly.
want anybody to get hurt. We don't want you to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
So we just hope that people take advantage of the ride credits. You know, Uber there if you can, especially with parking. But, you know, our beer garden is a great place to be. Every year it's really fun. And this year we're going to have a lot more there. So
what
games and raffles.
Oh, game for drinking games?
Yes. Drinking
what?
Games, raffles. Raffles, you know, for gift cards from our different vendors, the
no,
mobile bars.
Great.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
That does sound like fun. What about for kids?
For kids, we'll have a bouncy house. We have a children's drum circle.
So you can't get drunk in the beer garden and go to the bouncy house.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
Sorry, Alex.
Yeah, and our bartenders are really good. You
I'm
know,
sure.
they're really good at, you know, monitoring
yeah,
people.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I'm just kidding. So I'm sorry. You were saying for the kids before I so rudely interrupted.
No, it's okay, because I was thinking about that. So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff for kids. The bouncy house, the drum circle. We'll have a place where they can do artwork.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and children's, we'll have somebody there that teaches kids how to make, you know, small snacks, things like that.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, and a lot of samples for kids. We'll have grab bags for the kids, things like that. So.
Oh, kids always want whatever. Whatever is inside the bag. Yeah,
right.
yeah. It's the best thing
Your
for 15
bag,
minutes.
Bag.
For 15 minutes.
Right, yeah.
Like,
next. Hold it. Yeah. So there will be a lot of stuff for everybody because we do know, like, you know, if families want to bring their kids, we got to have something you know, that kids can enjoy just like adults because it's something for everyone.
That's
and
good.
The music is programmed for children.
Yeah,
I just want to put that out there. And we will have acts in the Beer Garden that maybe are a little more programmed to adults.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm there at 21 and over. And if you've been in a bar, you've probably heard a few four-letter words. Actually, right. If you've listened to a couple of these episodes, you've heard a lot of four-letter words. So, yeah.
And I'm cool with four-letter words. But, you know, but, yeah. Not around the kids.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, where was I just the other day? Oh, it's a place that we usually hang out, and somebody had put their playlist, one of the younger kids, I just did air quotes again. The music was good, and then it wasn't. And it was like, raunch rap. It was really like, I was like, and it's a family place. I mean, it's definitely a beer garden, but it's very family, right. A lot of family. And I was like, and of course people are working. They're not even paying attention because they're busy.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're busy too. And they're probably not even paying attention, or they're like, no, I gotta get my orders out. That means more. And I was like, I went to the manager. I'm like, you might want to check out your playlist. Cause it was like two songs back to back that I was like,
your face is turning red. You're like,
well, it's not like anything I hadn't heard, but I was like, but I go there all the time, and that's why you could see people going. But anyway, which I mean, frowning, you can't see my face on listening, but they like made funny faces and pulled faces. But anyway, so I think it's great that you've gone the extra mile, all of that meaning that you're paying attention to all those things. And I think what you're doing, I love the idea of bringing people together through cultural exchange, because it just breaks down barriers so quickly when I identify the music or I'm having a good time, and it just, you get to see into a culture that you may not know anything about, and hopefully that music is way ahead of the bias and helps introduce something or someone that someone else doesn't know.
Right, yeah, and that's completely true. That's one thing that I really pride myself with the festival, the cultural aspect of it, because I want people to be able to come and experience things that, you know, they wouldn't necessarily be like, I'll sign up for this or yeah. I'll listen to that, because I don't want people to be limited.
Yeah.
By what they're not used to.
Yeah.
So I just want to try to, you know, mash them all up so people can see something different.
Yeah, that's great. That's really awesome. I think that's really amazing. So what kind of food do you have is it like food trucks? Or?
Yeah, we have so many vendors and food trucks. We have food trucks that start, you know, from your regular ice cream, you know, warm weather treats to... we have boba, we have a lot of Thai vendors, Filipino vendors, Spanish vendors. We have a little bit of everything.
That's great.
Yeah, we've got a lot of African food vendors. There's just so much. There's a little bit of everything. We try to cover 90% of the countries, and we know that's a lot.
That's a lot.
So yeah, we get lucky. We get a lot of, you know, rare. Like we have a Croatian vendor.
Yeah.
I have no clue what Croatian food is, but I feel like a lot of people are going to get to try it.
Yeah, I think
and experience it.
I think that's one really great thing about a fest is that you do. To your point, you can just try a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. And if you're with friends, everyone gets something different. You split it up. It's not like a huge commitment into.
Right.
I've never had Croatian food. Am I going to like it? I don't know. What do I got to lose? $10. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's a shared experience, which that also brings you closer to your friends or your family and experiencing something new. And to your point, you've never had it, but who knows?
Right. Might love it.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do chicken feet, though. No.
I don't do chicken feet. I look at
those. We were in Tokyo. And again, I like to be open. We try these things. I'll never try this. Never in a million years will I try this. We were... And somebody told me that you can get chicken sushi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your face is exactly mine too. And I was
really
like,
confused.
Yeah, and so we went to this little beer bar that my husband's a beer head and had like a good lineup of beer, but it literally was like this little hole in the wall, like locally owned.
Those are the best.
It was the best. No one spoke English. You know, you're like, yeah, in the IPA.
You know, like their phones.
Yeah, and that's a Google Translate's a godsend. So we're there, and then we're looking at the menu. We're using Google Translate, and at the bar they have this like little wooden cutting board. And we all know what happens on wooden cutting boards, but somebody orders, apparently the chicken's like sashimi, really it's chicken like sashimi, and they are cutting, and it's obviously, it's the organs, the gizzards, the liver, and they're slicing it like you would sashimi, if it were fish, is what I know it to be. And they absolutely, right at the bar on that wooden cut that, put it on this plate, little rat, and I was like, wow.
That's insane. This is fresh.
I'm open, but I'm not that open.
Right. Well, we should have did that in the bag.
Well, no, people are just like, like it was nothing, and I was like, ugh. Like, you know.
It's normal.
Yeah, no, it's like, isn't that how you get botulism?
Yeah, like that movie Contagion with Kirsten Dunst where they cut the pig in front of her.
Yeah, but anyway. But again, you got to stay open, and it's part of their normal culture. But I mean, I was just like, huh. Right. I think I'll pass on that.
I'll watch. I'll watch you eat it.
Yeah. Or maybe I won't. Anyway, so I think it's really great that your festival, that you, and are you a one-woman band?
I am a one-woman band.
Wow.
I am a one-woman band. That's why I'm running around all the time. But it's kind of funny, like, I feel like, so I'm a Virgo. Oh. And I kind of feel like I have to be in control.
No, I'm married to you.
Yeah. I feel like
I'm married to a you.
Yeah, I trust myself. I feel like I have a vision and I just want to carry it out. And it's not that I don't have people that want to help. I just feel like I'm just one of those people, it's hard for me to accept help. So I like having my hands in every aspect. I mean, I have people that do help, like such as the sound guys. I have some great DJs that take a lot of the brunt off of it. But yeah, as far as the organizing and, you know, making sure things fit where they're supposed to go. Yeah.
So you're the master of the puzzle.
Yeah. Well, and then
the cat wrangler.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And then I have one partner and, you know, he helps me with a lot of the, you know, equipment or, you know, the guy stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But in general, it's just me.
Well, that's great. Okay, so before we close out, please tell us one more time the where and the when and the what.
Okay, well, A Taste of the DMV Food and Cultural Festival will be on Pennsylvania Avenue between 3rd and 7th Streets in Northwest, June 15th from 12 to 7 p.m. It's $10 and family friendly.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, there you go. There you have it. We know where we're all going to be.
Yep, we'll all be there.
Cheers. The Designated Drinker Show is produced by Missing Link, a Latino-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, we craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Also in the Missing Link lineup of podcasts is Roger That, a podcast dedicated to guiding you through the haze of dementia, led by skilled caregivers. Now, if you're looking for a whole new way to enjoy the theater, check out Between Acts, an immersive audio theater podcast experience. Each episode takes you on a spellbinding journey through the works of newfound playwrights, from dramas to comedies and everything in between. Find Missing Link's League of Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And while you're there, please don't forget to follow, download, and review the shows. Your reviews help our shows reach new audiences. To find out more about Missing Link, visit missinglink.company. That's missinglink.company.